The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Well, today is the day that Ted Cruz may get a very important piece of information. Should he stay in the GOP race? Well, we'll find out in Indiana, according to White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
It could be a make-or-break moment in Cruz's presidential campaign. His path to the GOP nomination is already difficult, and a loss in Indiana would leave him with few options to derail frontrunner Donald Trump. Even so, Cruz says he's in the race.
Command Scafferati is about to become NATO's supreme allied commander. A new report released today by an anti-corruption watchdog shows that on average almost a third of the people in nine countries surveyed in the Middle East have had to pay a bribe just to access some kind of public service. Aya Batrawi has a report.
People who paid to access courts or justice or to deal with the police, also many of them said they had to pay multiple times. And so what the report is saying is that this is a very alarming statistic, because it's the courts and the police that are really supposed to be the law enforcement and the judiciary that prosecute the very kind of corruption that we're seeing.
The poll was carried out by the Transparency International organization. It found that courts have the worst bribery rate out of all the six services that were surveyed. Nearly all Detroit public schools are closed for a second straight day because of a mass teacher sick out. Teachers say they're not happy the school district won't be able to pay them after June unless the state provides them more in the way of emergency funding. More than 1,500 teachers called out sick yesterday, forcing 94 of 97 schools to shut their doors. More of these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors, not available in all states.
Sports Authority will sell some or all of its assets rather than try to reorganize under bankruptcy protection.
Initially, the sporting goods chain, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in March, said it would close or sell about a third of its 463 stores, but remain open as a streamlined company. However, in court filings, the company's lawyers said it would instead try to sell off its assets. The decline of the Englewood, Colorado-based retailer is the latest evidence shopping habits are evolving as customers looking for team sports. That is evolving as customers looking for team sportswear flock online instead of the sports store at their local mall.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan has sued Gawker again, saying that the gossip website leaked sealed court documents with a transcript that quoted him making racist remarks, something that cost him his career as a pro wrestler. Hogan's news lawsuit comes on the heels of winning $140 million against Gawker already in a separate suit. Breaking news, townhall.com. Mexico's Anti-Monopoly Commission has approved a plan for a joint venture between U.S. carrier Delta Airlines and Mexico's Aeromexico with a few conditions, as Keith Peters explained.
Mexico's Federal Commission on Economic Competition says the two companies can carry on with a new joint venture on flights between their nations. However, they must give up landing slots at Mexico City's highly congested airport. The two airlines would have to give up slots equivalent to those used by Delta in 2015. The commission said that the two airlines would also have to drop one of the two companies' flight designations on routes they share. Keith Peters reporting.
The military launching tests on the world's largest unmanned surface vessel. The sleek-looking, self-driving 132-foot ship, designed to travel thousands of miles out at sea without a single crew member on board. The military took the wraps off of the Sea Hunter today in San Diego. Commercial sailors doubt the concept. Some say hackers could take over the vessel. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed to your money.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that style?
It's Bill Martinez, and we're live at just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. America, it's always good to have you along with us, and it's time to take one of those mental breaks. You know, it's always good. You know, we talk about the heavy stuff, whether it's issues of faith or the politics and the world of the political campaigns, because they're all over us big time. But, hey, we're fortunate enough. We get a little bit of relief. We got Michael Loftus with us, one of the busiest national performer writers in comedy today. He's host of The Flip Side with Michael Loftus on TV and The Loftus Party on radio. Michael Loftus, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Coming off a pretty big weekend, pretty big comedic weekend.
Yeah, there was comedy all over the place, including what was going on with the correspondence dinner, huh?
I always love it. I always love it. And I don't know when they're gonna learn. Never put the comic on after the president. The president is the closer. It's like trying to follow the Rolling Stones or the Beatles. Yeah. You just don't do it. The president is always going to win.
Or a cute little kid with a dog, right? I mean,
right?
Forget it. You're done. It ain't going to happen.
Don't follow the little kid with the dog. The orphan with the puppy. Never do that.
Exactly. Well, but Wilmore, you know, there he is. He's doing what he can. And, boy, some of the – I guess maybe he just had to have fun and maybe just shock people because he was, after all, the anchor to the whole thing, right?
Yeah, you know what? The two things that most people are, I think, talking about today is like the Ted Cruz Zodiac Killer run, which was kind of funny, and then him dropping the N bomb on Obama at the very close, and that I thought was it was a choice. It was a choice. I think it was a bad choice. I wouldn't have done it. But it just reminds me, you know, there's words that, you know, white guys can't say. There's cartoons that we can't draw. I think white people should have a word that enrages us. And right now I think it should be a filing cabinet.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, but I thought all filing cabinets matter now, don't they?
Yes. All right. So maybe let's switch it to stapler. It's either stapler or filing cabinet.
Okay.
And when somebody says that, all staplers matter.
You can be outraged. I mean, why not?
Yes.
But yeah, that's amazing though. But what did you think about Obama? He dropped a little bomb of his own on Chuck Todd.
Oh, you know what? I must have missed that part. What was the Chuck Todd joke?
Yeah, he kind of dropped a little bit of the lip sync F bomb on him.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was all right. I really liked his Jake Tapper joke, where he's like, Jake Tapper decided to get out of journalism and join CNN. I laughed out loud at that. That was just a great joke.
That was hysterical. And I especially loved the bromance between he and Boehner, huh?
Yeah. It's all very good. See, we're talking about the president. He did great. Don't follow the president. I mean, Larry Wilmore, just don't even try to do it. Next year, hopefully, they listen. When I go out and I do comedy at a corporate event, I always make sure they're done with dessert, right? They have their dinner, they finish their little chocolate souffle thing, then I start. I'm not funnier than chocolate souffle. I'm just not.
Well, your chocolate souffle interrupt us, buddy, and you can't afford that. I mean, you know.
There's nothing worse than trying to enjoy your dessert than some idiot starts telling jokes.
Exactly. Well, you know, because otherwise it ends up being spit across the, you know, the table there, and people get a little nervous and anxious about all that kind of stuff.
That's but, when you know you've done well, when people are choking on their dessert, when people are trying not to pee. That's the best.
Yeah. That's right. Well, Michael, we've been real serious about this political season. You got Hillary and Bernie, and there were some good comments there. The president took a couple shots on Bernie, and even you talked about that Bernie appears harder for Hillary to kill than Rasputin, huh?
She won't. She is like the multi-headed Hydra. You chop off one head, she grows two more. It is an amazing thing to watch. Unfortunately, it is the future of our country, so it does matter. When historians look back at the Hillary Clinton campaign, they'll just be amazed. They will just be amazed that she's under an active FBI investigation and she's still the front runner.
Well, it's a review, Michael. It's not an investigation. You didn't know that the FBI changed their whole policy just to accommodate her and Bill. And they don't do investigations anymore. They just do reviews.
Well, that's what I want. I tell you what, when the IRS comes after me, I just want a review. I don't want an audit.
Yeah, exactly. I just want the Hillary review. I'm with you on that.
Whenever I get in trouble with the law, I'm going to be like, hey, you guys, don't arrest me. Just give me the Hillary review.
It works for me. Hey, you also talked last week about this bromance that went nowhere between John and Ted's excellent adventure. What happened here, man? Was this a misfire or what?
It was the most poorly conceived alliance in the history of Survivor. I mean, when the entire voting population on the left and the right, we're all tired of like backroom deals and secret handshakes and blah 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 blah. So when you realize this, when you realize the entire voting populace is tired of like secret deals, don't do a secret deal. Don't start divvying up votes. Right in front of everybody. I think Kasich, whose dad's a postman. I don't know if you knew that about John Kasich.
Yes, I did. I did.
My
know
dad's
that, yeah.
a postman. He's got like it's like my dad's a postman Tourette's. It's like Marco Rubio being the son of immigrants. We get it. We can move on.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And learn how to eat your pancakes, according to Donald Trump. I mean, he's got everybody pancake weary. I had a pancake the other day. All of a sudden, I mean, I haven't eaten pancakes in probably over a year, and I thought, hey, I'm going to have a pancake. I found myself
seen a montage of John Kasich eating?
No, I have not seen it. I bet
fantastic.
It's hysterical.
Somebody put together a whole montage of just John Kasich chowing down. And I tell you what, I've never liked him more as a candidate in my life. That guy knows how to eat. And
well,
like, he should be big like Chris Christie big, but he must be like a hummingbird inside.
Well, he's got the metabolism. He's got metabolism. Christie doesn't have metabolism.
That's right.
Yeah, he missed his metabolism somewhere between lunch and dinner. I think he just kind of went south.
Chris Christie's dad wasn't a postman.
That's probably why. And he's got he's heartbroken over that, going, Dad, I could have been a contender if you'd have been a postman.
Why weren't you a postman?
Yeah, exactly. Now here I am. I'm chasing behind Donald Trump like one of those animal caretakers at Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, picking up the stuff behind, right?
Yeah, and Chris Christie can't do anything right. That poor guy went to a Springsteen show the other day trying to have a good time, and they put video of that. Look at Chris Christie trying to have fun at a Springsteen concert. Does that guy get like 1 minute alone ever?
No, not at all. Not at all. And then his wife's off to the side rolling her eyes because she didn't like the song selection.
Yeah. Oh, and hey, speaking of not liking the song selection, somebody needs to tell Carly. Like, I think it's nice that you sing and you make up songs, but don't do that when you're giving a big speech, right? Like Cruz, when he says, "Listen, I'm gonna have Carly Fiorina as my VP candidate." Okay, that's weird enough, dude. That's weird enough that you're announcing who your vice president's gonna be when you're not in the lead, and then she comes out and decides to like just kind of riff a little song about playing with the kids on the bus.
Well, you know, Saturday Night Live's gonna have fun with that one.
Oh. my gosh.
Tina Fey is going to come out of retirement one more time. She's going to say, who needs Sarah Palin? I've got Carly Fiorina now, right?
I tell you what, that is so comedy ripe, it could bring Gilda Radner back.
Michael Loftus, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. Always, man. You got it. Anytime, buddy. Take care. Have a good one.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Life's gotta shake, shake, shake. Brand new looks no good on you. So shake like you've been shaking. Come on and shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Maybe he came to you.
Hey, glad you can be with us. In over 275 markets across this country, WWCR gives us the power overseas as well as we come out to you a shortwave. However you can find us on your smartphone, thank you for joining in on the effort to get this country back on track. You know, we're celebrating Small Business Week this week, and there's lots of things for small businesses to take note, and we continue to, get some great ideas coming your way. For example, Facebook is a global phenomenon that not only connects friends and family, but also is a driving force to help small businesses connect with their customers and grow. That's especially true during National Small Business Week, which occurs annually the first full week of May. Well, joining us today and discuss how Facebook is helping small businesses achieve success and grow is Bess Yont, the head of Facebook Small Business Community Engagement Team. Bess, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much, Bill. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful, and I'm doing really wonderful with Facebook. I started doing Facebook Live, and that has just been an incredible tool, and I know you want to talk about that, but first of all, let me ask you, why should small businesses care about Facebook?
It's a couple things, Bill. First and foremost, it's where their customers are. One in every 5 mobile minutes is spent on Facebook and Instagram, and there's over a billion people on Facebook every single day. So it is the best place and the easiest place for businesses to connect with their current customers and also find new ones.
Well, that's an incredible universe of buying potential that it's out there that's connected to Facebook, isn't it?
It is. And the second thing I would want to mention is the amazing targeting, powerful targeting capabilities that we have. We hear all the time from businesses that there is no other place like on Facebook where they can take their marketing dollars and reach exactly the right people. And not only that, but they can actually understand their results. So it's not just, they're not just trying to market and not understand how it's impacting their business. They actually can leverage some of our tools like Page Insights and Ad Insights to understand how hard their marketing dollar is actually working for them.
Well, Bess, we've known for quite a while that the era of mass marketing is all but gone. And targeted marketing is marketing right now and the future, as we can see, beyond the horizon here. So Facebook really gives us that targeted marketing that is so necessary in this 21st century way of doing business, isn't it?
Yes, Facebook and Instagram are highly personal platforms. It's where people go to connect with their friends and family and also to discover new things and be inspired. And so it's very important on Facebook and Instagram that businesses find their authentic voice, show people what they're all about instead of just telling them. So as we shift to mobile and there's more and more content and fierce competition for attention, the kind of content that's going to have success for small businesses is going to be short, visual, and personal.
Exactly. Well, speaking of mobile, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, but I want you to delve a little bit deeper into it, why it's so important for small businesses, and how is it changing the way they use social media?
It is so important for small businesses because it is where their consumers are. We're living in a mobile world. Facebook and Instagram accounts for a lot of the time that people spend on their mobile devices, but there's still 35% of businesses in the United States that don't have an online presence. So we're focused at Facebook to create easy, accessible tools like Facebook pages and Instagram profiles so that businesses don't need to spend extra money or a lot of extra work making their business mobile friendly. So It's as easy as just getting started. And from there, again, thinking through content that is going to be highly engaging and customized on those small mobile devices.
It's still about the message, isn't it?
It is about the message. We hear businesses all the time tell us, when I'm myself on Facebook and Instagram, when I'm not trying to sell, that's when I have my best moments. I'm talking about why I started my business, what's going on behind the scenes, who are the people that keep my business running. It's those stories that people relate to because at the end of the day, small businesses are about people, and so is Facebook and Instagram.
Well, Bess, we have a little bit less than a minute left, but I want to talk about Boost events. Explain to our audience about that.
Yep, we've got Boost Your Business events happening all over the country each month. It's a way for businesses to connect with Facebook and Instagram in person, but more importantly, to learn from one another. I also would want to call out the online resources we have for businesses, the first being facebook.com/business for news and best practices, and the second being Facebook Blueprint, facebook.com/blueprint, where businesses can go and enjoy self-paced, totally free e-learning modules.
Wow, that's excellent. Now, we mentioned those. Is there a general connection or a general line that they can go to learn more?
Yeah, on Facebook for Business, facebook.com/business, there's always a Get Help button on there. If businesses actually want to connect with someone and understand how to use their marketing dollars more effectively, we have opportunities for them to learn directly from our team.
Well, Bess Yant has been with us. Bess, thank you so much in helping us celebrate Small Business Week across the country. And we appreciate all the great efforts and the new ideas that Facebook is helping us understand in the world of small business. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. Take care.
All right. Okay, some great ideas from Facebook as they continue to develop these great ideas for small businesses. Scott, we've got, it's primary day here in Indiana. And, this will be either Ted Cruz's last stand or will he live, for another day. But on the Democratic side, there was an out-of-worker coal miner that actually went head-to-head with Hillary Clinton on her coal comments. Let's play that for the folks.
The reason you hear those people out there saying some of the things that they say is because when you make comments like, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs, these are the kind of people that you're affecting. This is my family. And what my hope is in God, that's my future. I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend. Because those people out there don't see you as a friend.
I know that, Bo. And, I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time, and I did put out a plan last summer. And it was a misstatement, because what I was saying is that the way things are going now, we will continue to lose jobs. What I said was that is going to happen unless we take action to try to help and prevent it. So I don't mind anybody being upset or angry. That's a perfect right for people to feel that way. I do feel a little bit sad and sorry that I gave folks the reason or the excuse to be so upset with me, because that is not what I intended at all. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of people said, just don't go to West Virginia. Right? Go to California. There are a lot more votes there. I know that my chances are, pretty difficult, to be honest. I'm here because I want you to know, whether people vote for me or not, whether they yell at me or not, is not going to affect what I'm going to try to do to help, because I feel like that's a moral obligation.
I think the only thing that was missing was the dance. Was the music. What do you think, Scott? I'm not sure she was, really, she clarified the point. I mean, she did make the statement that she's going to put, coal out of business. And, this is all part of the deal. It was even pronounced last night, like I said, in Climate Hustle, movie we talked with Mark Morano about, is that here it is, the impact that it will have on, the very people that they say they're trying to help. I mean, this is the thing that's amazing to me is that, and bless her heart, I mean, she's going head to head and allowing herself to be confronted on this, but I'm not sure she clarified her statements any in terms of, other than she was saying she was taken out of context. I don't know. Well, anyway, we'll have to keep talking about it, as we will. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. According to the SBA Office of Advocacy, more than half of our nation's workforce own or are employed by a small business, and two out of every three new jobs are being created by small businesses. For many families across our country, owning their own successful small business is the realization of their American dream. Kalan Gibson, head of business banking for Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third is committed to helping these small businesses grow and succeed. Last year, Fifth Third Bank loaned more than $2 billion to small businesses throughout our footprint. In many cases, those loans supported the manufacturing of new products, the delivery of new services, and the creation of new jobs. During Small Business Week and all year long, we appreciate and celebrate businesses like yours.
For more information, visit www.53.com/business. Loan subject to credit review and approval. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, I'll tell you, you're connected with Bill Martinez Live, and we're serious about the truth and finding the facts wherever they may lead, because if we're going to get this country back on track, we need to do it based on the empirical evidence, not just opinion. I mean, that's been kind of the problem. Opinion has run amok. And it's kind of interesting what's going on, especially at the corporate level. And Justin Danhof, who is the general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as the director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project, is back with us to talk about some of this corporate hypocrisy that he's been calling out, particularly with General Electric and Coca-Cola. Justin, welcome back to Bill Martinez. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, always. Let's get an update here on General Electric and their hypocrisy. You know, why is it that we've got these varying standards? I mean, America is the bad guy. If there's anything socially, you know, that we're dealing with somehow, you know, the world is ending and, you know, we're just so awful. But yet the other countries that, you know, General Electric is dealing with, which, you know, the things by example, you know, are much more heinous, they seem to get a pass on. So why even bring that up?
Yeah, it's very interesting. In this day and age, we've heard for years the left complaining that following the Supreme Court Citizens United decision that there was going to be too much corporate involvement in politics and policy. Well, I think the left is actually quite happy with a lot of the corporate involvement in, because in, you know, public policy legal issues and politics, because I don't hear them complaining about Citizens United as much anymore, because we do see the likes of Coca-Cola and General Electric and Apple taking very liberal positions on issues domestically here in the United States. With General Electric, the issue that I brought up, and I filed a shareholder resolution to this effect that was on the company's proxy statement, was the issue of religious freedom. Mm-hmm. General Electric publicly denounced Indiana's attempt last year to pass a religious freedom law, saying that it would lead to discrimination and bigotry. Well, that's pretty interesting, because General Electric was at the same time supporting President Obama's Iran deal. Now, let me ask you, Bill, would you rather be a homosexual individual living in Tehran or Indianapolis? Because to hear GE and the media tell it, it would be much worse to be in Indianapolis, which is, of course, hogwash.
Right. Well, and what is that? What message does that put out to the rest of the, the employees of General Electric? Now, all of a sudden, we have this political line that they must toe. If not, are their careers in jeopardy?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to risk it if I was an employee over there. It seems to me that, you know, this standard is very hypocritical, and it also bends the truth on what religious freedom laws are. And here's an enlightening thought that I want your listeners to think about. Up until about a year ago, no one in this country debated religious freedom laws ever. The federal religious freedom law was passed in 1993 unanimously by the Senate and signed into law by President Bill Clinton. In that entire span, up until last spring, there was no debate over the issue. Well, interestingly enough, the groups that worked for years, the lobbying efforts to legalize gay marriage in this country that made hundreds of millions of dollars in the process, well, they won gay marriage. They won at the Supreme Court. Their issue was over. So all of a sudden, they had to look out for something else to do because they wanted to keep that fundraising machine going. All the executives at these lobbying groups who were making nice six-figure salaries said, well, you know, we've got to keep hitting the donors up for something. What are we going to do? Well, lo and behold, now every time a state tries to pass a religious freedom law, we're up in arms. But for decades, we didn't care. And so it's very interesting to note that, you know, they claim that there's all this discrimination out there, but that no one can find any examples of it, and it's never been a problem in this country's history. So why is it a problem now? Because these folks didn't want to lose their, you know, dinner check.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's the deal. I mean, you find yourself back to that age-old axiom of following the money. People do that which they get rewarded for, and, you know, here it is. We need another cause, so now we're going to go after the real culprit of it all. This is the mother load for them, you know, go after religious freedom like this, because, you know, what's happening is the courts are giving them standing and allowing this discussion, and meanwhile, you know, the implication of this, Justin, is far more serious than we really realize if religious freedom is going to be compromised here.
Oh, yeah. Religious freedom extends, you know, well beyond just the, you know, present issue. If religious freedom laws start going down, I mean, that's freedom of association, that's First Amendment. We're really talking going down a very scary route. And again, it's a dinned up controversy. There is no actual discrimination. I'm all for rooting out discrimination when and where it exists, but this isn't that. If the court, and what's really disturbing is, you know, Indiana ended up passing their law. Their governor stood up and said, no, you know, you guys are all lying. But, you know, just about 3 weeks ago, the governor in Georgia, after their state legislature passed a religious freedom law, he backed down because Coca-Cola, the National Football League, UPS, Home Depot, Walt Disney, they came and they said, no, this is discrimination and bigotry, because they thought hook, line, and sinker what, you know, these leftist lobbying outfits are selling, and the talking heads at MSNBC. And all they're doing is lying. But these corporations have bought into it because they like to get praise on MSNBC.
Exactly. Well, and you mentioned Coca-Cola, and I wanted you to, you know, talk and delve into that a little bit deeper because, as you say, they, Disney, other companies, we've got rock stars not wanting to perform in certain states anymore. You know, if it's not a bathroom, it's a policy stance. I mean, this is, Justin, I mean, we're unhinged here. I mean, you know, we're absolutely unhinged, and there's no voice of reason to try to, you know, hold some of this craziness back. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, we've got real issues to deal with. And to me, this is, you know, we're focusing on the minors compared to the major issues that we should be dealing with.
Yeah, it's, you know, waving the flag, look over here, don't worry about 100 million Americans out of work, you know, just look at all this discrimination that these evil right-wingers are doing by not letting me, you know, use the restroom of my choice. You know, this is, it's the silly season, as I like to say, and, you know, what's unfortunate is that, like I said, corporate America has really jumped feet first into this kind of foray, and Coca-Cola is one of the leaders of this. I mean, they are essentially nothing more than a leftist outfit at this point. And I filed a shareholder resolution with them pointing this out. I mean, they, in the span of a few years, leave and, you know, depart on bad terms with the American Legislative Exchange Council, one of the best free market groups in the country. And then they team up with the World Wildlife Fund, who wants the government to control every aspect of our energy policies, to the detriment of all Americans, especially poor Americans. It's really quite interesting, and a lot of folks don't realize that a lot of the negative actions happening around them are the result of corporate liberal action.
Well, you know, the thing that's going to be interesting, Justin, is, you know, people do that which they get rewarded for. Right now, General Electric, you know, whether it's Disney or Coca-Cola, they have their cause. But what history has taught us is that when you forego something, when you forego your real reason to exist and try to adapt to something else that really isn't about the core of your business, you're going to suffer a loss. So at some point, General Electric, Coca-Cola, and these others, they're going to be greatly affected, much like what we've seen historically. And it's a matter of time before the truth will find them out sooner or later. But we appreciate you fighting the good fight. I think it's helpful to them, even though they don't see it. Justin Danhof, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Justin. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit alz.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 275-plus affiliates that we have, thank you for joining us and joining us in the good fight to get this country back on track. David French is with us right now. Always good to have him with us. And, David, Donald Trump sees a decisive Indiana victory at hand. And he's already looking to Clinton. He wants to get past, the two remaining gnats, as he's characterized them, in one John Kasich and Ted Cruz.
Yeah, if the real clear politics polling average is right, then Trump is set to have a big day today, in a state that was considered to be a firewall against him. Now, of course, we'll have to see how the actual vote totals come in, because the polls have been dramatically wrong in individual primaries, although they've tended to be more or less right in aggregate, but they've missed individual primaries here and there. So
right. We'll
see what happens. And the Cruz campaign has a strong ground game in Indiana, so it is far from over. But if Trump wins, it is going to be extraordinarily difficult to stop him either before or at the convention.
Well, already it looks like he has the math in his favor. I'm talking Donald Trump at this point. And this is, in a sense, Cruz's last stand. John Kasich, I mean, he's just he's been in it to be a spoiler. He's just the only way he has any life on this campaign is for a contested convention. But for all the talk and excitement, the pundits, only because we hadn't seen this, so it's kind of like, it's almost like a NASCAR event sometimes, I think, David.
Well, I mean, I think there's no question that if there was a contested convention, that it would be one of the premier political media events of our lifetimes. I mean, we have not seen a truly contested convention since the run up to 76, and in the run up to 70, but that didn't end up being contested because Gerald Ford won on the first ballot. So
right. We've
never had in recent years a convention go to multiple ballots. If it did, that would cause a media meltdown. And so there's been a lot of excitement about that. And then there's been an awful lot of conservative activists who are hoping for that, because it's a contested convention that's the only mechanism right now for stopping Donald Trump.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of Donald Trump, I mean, he himself is so unique. I mean, there's been no other candidate in my lifetime that I can think of, David, that has been able to capture the numbers of people and be such a force, good and bad. I mean, when you talk about the numbers of how many people dislike Trump, but yet there is this this tsunami of energy and passion behind the Trump campaign that keeps him moving along.
Well, I mean, there's no question that he has an intensely loyal fan base, and one that, at least if the Northeast primaries are any indication, seems to be growing. However, at the same time, the opposition to him is also growing and hardening. I mean, at the presidential level, he's the most disliked candidate in the history of unfavorability polling. I mean, that's a pretty amazing, and I believe he's the second most disliked politician ever, behind only David Duke, the former Klansman from Louisiana. So this is a guy, to describe him as polarizing is an understatement. He has a passionate fan base. They feed off of his anger, and they're impervious to his mistakes, and they're impervious to his lies. So they don't care when he lies. They don't care when he makes a mistake. They are absolutely committed to this individual. But millions and millions of Americans are repelled by his lies. And so this is going to be what we've seen recently as far as the incredible, the violent protests against him. Unfortunately, I think that's only the beginning. I think that if he's the nominee, we're going to be seeing escalating violent protests against him, for which there is no excuse. It doesn't matter how polarizing he is. There's no excuse for protesting violently. But I foresee the American political scene unwinding for the rest of this campaign season in a way that might recall 1968.
Yeah, exactly. That was my thought as well, David. And David, up until the point you started talking about the violent expression, you could have been talking about Hillary Clinton.
Well, isn't that the truth? I mean, you know, look, if you look at Trump and Hillary, you may end up with a general election with the two least liked politicians in America as the nominee. So Hillary Clinton is somebody who's demonstrated that she has no regard for the truth. She's a terrible campaigner. I mean, think about how much trouble she's had putting away Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, he's a socialist. He's a Vermont senator until recently, wasn't even a Democrat. And she's had trouble putting them away. So she's a terrible campaigner. She lies continually. There's enormous evidence of her personal corruption. And she may be indicted. And that is the Democratic nominee.
And yeah,
so Republicans decide to put up against that extraordinarily vulnerable vulnerable nominee, the most disliked candidate in America, in the history of unfavorability polling. It is the most head-scratching, unbelievable, unusual campaign season of my adult lifetime.
Well, they definitely have underestimated the power of the brand of Donald Trump, and he's exercised it. And I thought that, you know, the establishment, the so-called boogeyman establishment of the GOP, you know, just thought that he would flame out. But, you know, he just keeps on building, you know, with each time momentum. Though he had a bad month there, some people said a week. I saw it as a bad month prior to New York. But New York started that tsunami and that momentum for him. And if he can carry through Indiana, I mean, it's going to be he and Hillary. I think it's a fait accompli.
I would agree with that. It's going to be... It's not entirely hopeless if he wins Indiana, but it's getting close to hopeless. And, you know, in one of the things in all the talk about the establishment, and this is something I'm going to be writing about today, he had his own establishment behind him. When you look at the coalition of Breitbart, of Drudge, of major talk radio hosts like Hannity, I mean, that is its own form of establishment, and they have an enormous megaphone. I mean, what's the old adage? Don't pick a fight with somebody who buys ink by the barrel. I mean, these are people who buy the proverbial ink by the barrel. I mean, have enormous audiences. So it's not exactly the case that Donald Trump was an underdog here. He was a billionaire backed by incredibly important conservative institutions.
Well, and he's gotten the rest of the media to follow. I mean, because he's such a ratings juggernaut, and, you know, all the other, you know, campaigns have complained that, you know, Donald Trump has gotten something like $2 billion of in-kind media. But, you know, to his credit, he's been available. He knows what makes the world go round as far as the media, what they're looking for, the sensational statements. He has played the media very much to his advantage, hasn't he?
Well, absolutely, because he's a bigger celebrity than anybody in the political media. I mean, pop culture is American culture. Politics is a subculture. And so when you have a guy coming into the political media who has been, for 30 years, he has been a major American celebrity. I mean, The Art of the Deal was, what, 1987 that he wrote that book? He had 14 seasons of The Apprentice. So here's a guy who's a bigger star than anybody in political media coming in, greater name recognition. Everybody knows who he is or knows some key facts about him. And so he was in a unique position. I mean, I'm trying to imagine a counterpart on the left of a multi-decade celebrity running for president. And, you know, in such a circumstance, you would see a similar domination of media coverage.
Right. Well, and Hillary on the political side is the closest thing, so that's why it's come down to he and Hillary. Well, I wanted to talk about the article that you wrote about Tennessee, a federal judge disenfranchising pro-life voters. Break that down. We've got a couple of minutes left here, David.
Sure. What happened is in 2014, Tennessee voters passed Amendment 1, which is a pro-life amendment to the Tennessee Constitution to overturn a judicial decision by the pro-abortion Tennessee Supreme Court. It was passed using the exact same voting procedure that has been used for decades to pass constitutional amendments in Tennessee. And last week, a federal judge tossed out the election, ordered a recount, and in that recount, he demanded that some votes not be counted. In other words, the votes of people who voted didn't vote for governor of the state, but instead voted only for the amendment. And this is an unbelievable power grab by a federal judge. He interpreted the Tennessee Constitution, a federal judge, rather than if he had a question about the Tennessee Constitution, he could have certified that question to the Tennessee Supreme Court, which is the ultimate authority for interpreting our own state's constitution. Instead, he interpreted the Tennessee Constitution in a way extremely hostile to the pro-life side. And then he further held that the federal constitution could have been violated by the Tennessee Amendment 1, which all it said is that the Tennessee Constitution does not protect the right to abortion. And so it was an extraordinarily broad judicial ruling, one that's being appealed, by the way. And he did it in the name, believe it or not, of voting rights, even as he disenfranchised Tennessee voters.
How do you come up with that? I mean, you're protecting voting rights, and you just eradicated and erased all those votes, and you're protecting voting rights. I mean, you got to love the left and progressives and their thinking. They actually say this stuff and they mean it, David.
Yeah, absolutely. He did it because he said the right to vote is precious. And then ordered Tennessee election officials not to count certain votes. I mean, the logic here is unbelievable.
Really, sometimes you just have to check your brain in at the door, I guess, in order to get along. David French, staff writer at the National Review and attorney, concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict. Thank you, David. This is Bill Martinez live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.